Robert, My Father, written and read by Sheridan Morley, abridged for audio by Ian Wood. Chapter 1, Folkestone Follies. One morning, early in 1963, the classical guitarist and lutenist Julian Bream answered a knock on his front door to find my father, whom he had never met, and an entire BBC television crew standing on his threshold. "I am Robert Morley," the unexpected guest announced proudly as the cameras turned, "and I have come home at last." In a way, of course, it was true. Robert had been born on the 26th of May, 1908, at a house in Semley in Wiltshire, which was later to become the home of the Bream family. At the time of its occupation by the Morleys, Robert's father, the Major, had decided, albeit briefly, upon a career as a gentleman farmer. The Major was a man of many careers, mostly disastrous. A compulsive gambler, he lived a life of regular crisis and constant financial adventure, bequeathing to his only son a passion for roulette and the rare ability, duly inherited by my brother, but not by me, to live on the financial edge without serious loss of sleep or nerve. The Major had been born in the late 1870s, educated at Wellington College, and become an officer in the 4th Royal Irish Dragoon Guards. The army appealed to him, and indeed he returned to it after early retirement to fight the Boer War. Civilian life was, however, more of a problem. In uniform, serving as he once did on the military staff of the then Viceroy of India, it had been possible to maintain the champagne life on a beer income, which the Major always considered to be his birthright. When there was no war to fight or uniform to wear, he variously found employment as a cafe proprietor.